Hey, what's going on, Clipper folks? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are a couple of friends and credentialed Clipper media people.
We made it somehow.
We bring you Clippers news 5 days a week as Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Absolutely.
Who brought this show today?
Built Bar brought us this show. Got to give a shout out to Built Bar. Go to Built Bar and use promo code Locked On. Get 20% off your next order.
Great. What value?
Not
here,
bad.
Here at Locked On Clippers.
Not bad.
Anyways, jumping into the news, we got What You Say Wednesday. Happens every single Wednesday. Poll comes out on Twitter. That's at Locked On Clips, if you aren't following already. And then we talk about it. Got some great comments today. So thank you, everybody, who sent those in ahead of time. Once again, check us out on at Locked On Clips. And then we have some trade rumors to talk about. Still very quiet on the Clippers front.
Yes, Rajon Rondo is the loudest noise that's been made, I feel like. But also, some of the noise we heard today seems like it's more Rondo wanting to come to the Clippers. So we'll get into that.
Yes, definitely. And then in shavings, we have a couple of free agent ideas of our own, as well as just the general stuff that's kicking around the NBA. So we're going to talk about all that coming up right about now.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, so welcome to What You Say Wednesday. Today's question was kind of centered around, we talked about how there hasn't been a lot of chatter from the Clippers.
True.
There was some chatter earlier in the season in the offseason, Shams reported about how there was mutual interest in Trez and the Clippers kind of reuniting again. So I asked the people of Clipper Nation on Twitter, how would you feel if the Clippers essentially ran it back next year by re-signing Morris, Jermichael, and Trez while not making a big move for a point guard? The options were good, bad, and then fine with a shrugging emoji.
Yes.
Where would you stand on this issue before we get into these heated results?
All right, so I would feel good about it, honestly, if the Trez re-signing wasn't in there.
That's what was a large piece of Twitter consensus as well.
So because of that, I would have to say I don't know. I guess it is between bad and fine for me, but I'm going to side on the side of bad just because.
Ooh.
And here's why. I think that having Trez back is a solid move for the regular season.
Yes.
Right? We know what's going to happen to him in the playoffs. And I think if we have a coach who's like willing to make adjustments, you know, obviously that mitigates some of that.
For sure.
But I am still worried about the money and the percentage of the cap that it will take up, as well as just the general effect on the locker room.
100%. So fine ended up winning this poll out of 628 votes.
Most people feel fine about this move.
Most people feel fine. It's pretty close, though. 40.6% of people feel fine. 39.8% feel bad about this move. And 19.6% feel good.
It's so funny to me because these two things between feeling bad about this or feeling fine.
Pretty close.
To me is not a fine line in the feeling, but it is a fine line in the voting, which is just interesting.
Yeah, so LA Clippers film talked about this too. He said completely fine with it aside from Trez. Too many fives on the market that are better fits in the Clippers than he is. Can't really argue with that. I think Nerlens is a backup five, fits better.
Yeah.
There's just options out there.
Yeah, there are just other people out there. And it gives you, I don't know, if you can get somebody for a lower price, I just think that you should get maybe two tools that can kind of or maybe have a little bit of versatility, but they can, you know, cover up that loss of Trez because that is a significant loss. And
takes a lot of charges, that whole thing. NBA Clippers beat had an interesting call. They said, in their opinion, a few moves could help. But first year, Kawhi and PG didn't win it. All year, people said Clippers' issue was chemistry. And now instead of building off last year, some people don't like that we haven't added new players yet and that continuity matters, especially when you are already good.
So I like this.
This is a good stance.
I like this take quite a bit. And I think it's really interesting to think about because who thought that this wasn't a championship roster last July?
Yeah, pre-bubble.
Who?
Like, for sure.
So I think it's interesting that and maybe it's just because I'm on Twitter, I'm reading the wrong things. It does seem like a lot of people are
watching
clamoring.
Too many fleets.
Yeah. It does seem like a lot of people are kind of, you know, clamoring for a roster shakeup. And I do think there's something to be said about maybe trying to run it back. It was a goofy ass year. We do have a new coach. I would feel really bad about running it back. Like if Doc is still at the helm.
Oh, if Doc was at the helm and we brought Trez back, I would be upset.
Yeah, and nothing changes. That, you know, that to me doesn't seem like a winning formula. And you know, TBD on what the upgrade of, or I don't even know if we can call it an upgrade yet because we haven't seen it.
True.
But the addition of Ty Lue,
yeah.
What that will look like. So I guess I struggle with that. But my thing is just with the Trez thing. Like I said, and I know this is like nebulous, and maybe it truly doesn't matter, but. His presence in the locker room, I did not think was in any way a positive force in that locker room.
I agree with you. Being in that locker room sometimes, we've said it before on this podcast, the air was a little angry around Trez's locker for most of the year.
It was just a completely different personality from the player that we had come to know in the previous season.
And Twitter user at Agent Alvin Fantastic Handle said, I would be very worried about how Trez would handle a reduction in his role under Ty Lue. He would not take that at all well, and the team would suffer for it. Otherwise, totally fine. I mean, I agree with this take for the most part.
Definitely.
I think you definitely, before you sign with a contract, you have to have the same kind of sit down Doc had with Lue Will of like, look,
this is how this.
We know who
go.
You are as a player.
Yeah.
We know what you can do. But you're not going to be playing the whole second half. You're not going to be playing these we want to take care of your body also somewhat, which was not really regarded under Doc Rivers.
No, totally.
In terms of minutes haul.
Trez would take so many small knocks. Like he would turn his ankle so hard and be out there like on the next play. Like it was.
He would like punch the stanchion. He was in so much pain and just like play. So I think that's a good point too.
Yeah. I like that. I think that that's a valid point. It has been said that Trez is somewhat of a numbers guy, right?
Yes, like for sure.
There were issues.
He likes his stats.
At least reports that, you know, that was something that was important to him. And if that's the case, I think he would be, I think that makes morale even worse in the locker room if he's not able to get to that. If he's not able to get to that double-double point, I mean, you know, this is a guy coming off a significant award. This is a guy who, you know, had the best season of his career.
Yeah.
And you know, he's still young enough that taking a step back, man, I got to be honest, I couldn't do it. As a person, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So that seems really difficult.
Shane Young, NBA, fantastic follow. You should check him out, of course. All of these people. Letting Trez walk and finding a competent reserve is ideal. Another year to work out the kinks is better than a panic move. Love this. We are not fans of the giant trade ideas that we're having around. It was the first year, you know, NBA Clippers beat said it too, is the first year of Kawhi and PG. Winning a chip is hard.
Yes.
We got another note too. Real Jeremy A said we were one win away from going to Western Conference Finals. He's fine with running it back.
I mean, you know, like once again, like I said, we thought this was a championship roster. I don't know what changed other than... Look, we got exposed in the playoffs, but some of that, how much of that was due to coaching, you know?
Yeah, a fair amount.
And there are things on the roster that definitely could be bolstered, but at my, I don't know, by my speculation, it's not a big move. There's no big move to me that really improves this team. And the point guard thing, you know, would be nice, but once again, I think it's like, for me, it's more of a want than a need.
And the point guard that everyone wanted, Jrue Holiday, not going to happen.
Yeah, totally. But like, you know, we have to run back at least Jamichael and Morris and then Trez. I mean, that one I'm just really on the fence on. I would prefer to retain cheaper talent that maybe can fit what we need a little bit better. But won't have the numbers that Trez puts up.
Yes. And then Chenny John said, meh move for bringing the band back, but more Western Conference teams looking better in terms of player additions. That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
The Clippers do move in silence. So there's this thing where fans get restless. I'm guilty of it, too, of just being like all these teams, like that team from across the hall making that trade for Schroeder. I was like, shit.
That was even like pre the open of free agency. And then, obviously, you've been watching the Bucks. It's just like damn, everybody's going to make these moves. But, you know, the thing I got to come back to is, like, we were second in the Western Conference before we even added Marcus Morris. And Marcus Morris,
love it,
with him in the starting lineup, this team posted the best defensive ratings that they ever had together with Kawhi and Paul George on the floor. So I don't think that running it back is asinine.
Yeah, it's not the worst idea. And there's still so much remaining to be seen with Ty Lue.
Yes.
And our...
He makes adjustments is the thing.
Yeah,
okay?
For sure.
Like, I can't even imagine how much just that will change some of our playoff stuff. Just somebody who can make adjustments when things aren't working.
Yeah, and if something's working, he just goes with it.
Yes.
Like, we were talking about, like, he played Tristan Thompson over Kevin Love
because it was working. Yeah.
And then when it stops, you make the adjustment. Yeah, we appreciate everyone who voted. 628 votes. Pretty big vote for the offseason. Check us out at Locked On Clips, putting that poll out there on Tuesdays, usually around 10 a.m. Coming up, we're going to be talking a bunch of trade rumors, two of them to be specific. But first, Will, the NBA draft is tonight.
Is it?
It is. Where can I listen to some mock draft stuff?
So the Locked On NBA podcast has you covered.
Hell yeah.
They have a mock draft for all 30 first round picks.
What?
So unfortunately, the Clippers were not involved unless something wild happens between the time we're recording
this
and you're hearing this. But you should listen to the Locked On NBA podcast every day leading up to the draft to hear projections of each pick, as well as expert analysis from Chad Ford, The Athletic's John Hollinger, great dude, and Sports Illustrated's Jeremy Wu.
Hell yeah.
Check the feed to catch up on past shows, and don't miss a pick. Subscribe to Locked On NBA today wherever you get your podcasts.
And before we make this break, we got to give one more shout out to Built Bar. I'm keeping the lights on over here. They have new flavors. They have six new ones, including caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. These bars are healthy. They taste fantastic. They're great for the health-conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Built Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, the good lows, the good highs. Great for the keto diet. I like the peanut butter flavor. Little boring, if you will, but it tastes solid. It's got 180 calories, 5 grams net carbs, and 19 grams of protein, which is fantastic. Right now, while supplies last, you can get a free cooler with your purchase, because who doesn't need a cooler? Maybe your fridge breaks, you know. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. One more time, use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
Okay, so we're back, and we're talking trade rumors.
Oof!
You know... Pretty, like we said up top, it's pretty quiet on the Clippers front, but you know, there's still some whispers.
There's some weird whispers. So there's a Spencer Dinwiddie one where reportedly there's been internal discussions among Western Conference contenders about adding Spencer Dinwiddie. Do we think the Clippers are part of these discussions? I think the Lakers probably are. He's a Cali guy.
Yeah.
Which apparently, like, I feel like everyone's hot new thing this trade season is like, oh, they're from there, so they'd want to play there. It's like, all right, well, okay, sure.
Yeah, does their family still even live there?
Yeah.
I
also have no interest in adding Spencer Dinwiddie.
Really?
None.
I mean, I would be interested. I guess I'm just curious as to what the price is. And
also, he might be involved in this freaking Rockets Harden mega deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I would guess that there's some interest around him. I don't know. I guess I don't fully know the incentive of the Nets to go all in. But yeah. You know, he's not a negative player. Averages, you know, around 7 assists a game, which is pretty solid. He's a decent scorer. I guess you would worry a little bit maybe about injury, but I don't see a road to this trade that's like beneficial enough for the Nets to give up the asset.
Yeah, I don't really, he's a little injury prone. Tried to have his contract in Dinwiddie bucks or whatever that situation was.
Dude, I totally forgot about that. You know what? I'm back to off. I'm off this. No, thank you.
I mean, he change of scenery might help. It's not like he was bad in Brooklyn. He seems like a great locker room guy. You know, like he's a real personable guy, which I think could be good for the locker room for sure. But I just don't know what we give up. Like, what would the Nets, what are we giving up that's of equal value of Spencer Dinwiddie for the Nets?
So contract-wise, it looks something like a combination of Lou Williams and Landry Shamet could probably get it done. Maybe Lou Williams and Rodney Magruder. He's owed 11 for the 2021 season and 12 for 21-22, which is a player option.
Which he'll probably opt in, given who knows what's going to happen. Given that schedule. So, I mean, I guess that's that. It's not that bad.
If that's all it takes to grease the wheels, I mean, I'm interested.
And is he starting?
I mean, either way.
See, that does he want to start? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, he's going to be taking a backseat in either one of these scenarios.
What, yeah.
Like, basically.
For sure.
If he goes to a Western Conference team. So, except for the Rockets. I mean, he would start for the Rockets.
Yeah.
along with a bunch of his Brooklyn buddies. yeah, I don't know. If we could grease the wheels with that. I like I said, I don't see the incentive for the Nets necessarily. I think with an asset like that, you want to keep it. You want to package that with other contracts to make salaries work, as well as it being an enticing enough trade piece. And I don't know that Lou Will and Landry Shamet or Lou Will and Rodney Magruder really enough to get it done.
Lou Will and Rodney Magruder, for the Nets' sake, I hope isn't enough to get it done.
Lou Will and Rodney Magruder for Spencer Dinwiddie.
I'm all for it. Yeah, that's insane.
More, but I don't see it.
Maybe Ballmer will get really into cryptocurrency and we'll sign Dinwiddie. We'll have Clippers coin. There's some Rondo rumors per Frank Isola, who's not necessarily the most reputable guy when it comes to trade talk. He said, and that is shots fired. He said, Rajon Rondo is expected to receive a significant offer from the Atlanta Hawks, $15 million for 2 years guaranteed. So there's a figure thrown out in here. But according to a source, Rondo remains heavily focused on potentially joining the Clippers. He could possibly get a mid-level from the Clippers. So we're assuming, so this tweet kind of is implying a lot, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's implying that A, Rondo really wants to come to the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
It's also implying that we would have the $9 million exception, not the five.
Yeah.
Because why the hell would he do that?
So I think that there's kind of two things that work with this. I think that the Clippers could just be used as a bargaining chip here. To drive up the price for Rajon Rondo, which would be good for him. Good agent. But on the other hand, you know, of course he wants to come to the Clippers. This is a guy who's played for a bunch of rebuilding teams. He played, you know, for the Bulls and the Mavs and the Pels. And at this stage,
he barely played for the Mavs, but yeah.
And at this stage of his career, you know, it's like
he's done everything Rondo's going to do.
Yes,
which is win championships.
Yeah,
which is great.
I think you'd prefer to play, you know, that kind of competitive basketball.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's up to him, man. I think that 9.8 or 9.2, whatever.
Anything over 9, I'm not psyched
I think, to me, 9 is maybe a bridge too far.
It's too for a year of Rondo that might not work out.
And, like, is 1 year $9 million enough to get it done? Or is he going to look for a multi-year? Like, I'm not really positive.
So that's the weird thing about this particular tweet is that he could possibly get a mid-level. Like, we don't know if that's Rondo thinking that or old Frank.
I mean,
well, Frankenbeans.
He had a great playoffs. He's single. I mean, like, he was a key factor in winning at least two games through those playoffs, if not, you know, possibly more. But he had, like, in that elimination game, he had like 21 points. He had 9 assists.
It made
like,
no sense.
He had a great game, and he had, like, somehow learned how to shoot threes only in the playoffs. But here's my thing on Rondo, right? Like, this is my biggest thing on not being interested in Rondo. Why would the Lakers, after having just won a championship
with him,
not try to run it back? Obviously, there was injury stuff in the bubble.
That was a point someone made on Twitter. They're like, Lakers fans, even the fans weren't really rocking with Rajon Rondo before he had this, like,
I know there was a lot of consternation in the regular season, which, you know, makes sense. There were ups and downs. But after that playoff performance, if you're not trying to run him back, I don't know that I want that Lakers leftover. Like, that to me is, I'm weary of that.
Yeah,
because if you want a chip, why aren't you like if you can find the space, you know, in an exemption or whatever? I don't know why you don't run it back. So I think that there's something else there, and that makes me really wary of the Rondo thing.
That's a really good call. Final note on this trade rumor: it's kind of lack of trade rumor talk. Is it weird that there's been no leaks about or any sourced whatever, even from like fake weird accounts like Legion Hoops and all that weird shit about Trez. The only news, if you Google Montrezl Harrell free agency rumors or Montrezl Harrell rumors, the only piece is from when, you know, the Mavs might have had interest in him. And yeah, that's all that comes up. Like,
yeah,
for an unrestricted free agent who is the sixth man of the year, you'd think there'd be more rumors about people offering him money.
Definitely. So I'm curious as to what that means. You know, if that means that maybe there's something already in place for,
yeah,
you know, between the Clippers and Trez.
Yeah.
Because that would make a lot of sense to me why we haven't heard anything.
For sure.
Is there just finishing up that deal so teams are no longer making calls?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. He's on Clutch, so
it's odd.
I think that, you know, he's gonna get a, they're gonna work out a favorable deal for Trez wherever it may be. But yeah, it is super surprising that we haven't heard anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
And maybe it is, and you know, maybe it is the sign and trade that everyone wants. And maybe this is a byproduct of doing business with the Clippers. No, yeah, one knew the Thunder were gonna trade Paul George.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing them as players, obviously, but you know, maybe that just is the price of doing business with the Clippers. It's like, you need to shut the fuck up.
Definitely.
About this idea.
Definitely.
I don't, I feel like stuff has to be ramping up soon for Trez specifically. He was a sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
There should be some rumors floating around.
No, I agree. And the thing is like, we got less than 2 weeks until the start of training camp. So,
oh my God.
You know, it definitely.
Like, just like makes me stressed out thinking about that.
Definitely. We're going to start hearing stuff.
100%. Coming up, we're going to be talking a possible unrestricted free agent grab, as well as, a Clipper who's doing some good stuff.
All right. So we're back with shavings.
Yeah.
Should we talk this possible on this?
Yeah.
So Rodney Hood has Rodney Hood has declined his $6 million player option with the Blazers. And
seems like a ludicrous decision, personally.
Yes. Yes. he is, once again, coming off an Achilles injury.
A very serious injury. He's never had a larger contract. $6 million next year would be the amount of money he made in his first contract, his first rookie contract.
Definitely. And I don't know if some of this has to do with maybe talks about his what his role would be. Obviously, the Blazers acquired Covington. And they still have Melo.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this could be partially because of the fit thing as well as just the money. But if it is about the money, I don't know. So I like the idea of Rodney Hood as the three off the bench.
For the Clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, off the bench. Love it.
No, we have no one better at the small forward off the bench.
Agreed.
I mean,
I just had to run it through my head.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, I hear you, man. So it makes sense, but the thing is like, at what cost? I mean, is it $7 million?
That's what I'm wondering. How much money does Rodney Hood think he's going to get?
Yeah.
It can't be, I mean, unless there's a deal on the table where he has $8 million.
I don't know. The thing is like, he's coming off an Achilles, obviously. He
lit it up from three last year.
He is, yeah. I mean, 49%, that's the thing, right?
He's some absurd number. Like,
yeah, I think he shot 49%. He only appeared in 21 games, though.
Yeah, for sure. Unsustainable, like, the form is there, you know?
The form is definitely there. I mean, he's, you know, he's had some rough positional things where I think he's been put in situations where it's not really meant for him to succeed.
Yeah.
But he's a solid 3-and-D guy.
Yeah.
If he's in your starting lineup, but if he's coming off the bench, I mean, I feel like that's a fairly strong option at the three. But once again, like, we don't know what he looks like, and it would depend on the price.
It'll be interesting. I wonder where he's going to go for more than $6 million. Or maybe he just wants a longer deal where he's like, give me, you know, 12 for two.
Is 2 years a long-term deal?
I guess. I don't know. Like, because I don't know how much, you know, it's an interesting move on his part. I hope it works out.
Definitely. Also, man, has there always been this many Achilles injuries? I just feel like it's Achilles.
There has
Achilles,
to be a rise
Achilles,
in it.
Achilles.
No, that's a really good call, actually.
What the hell is going on?
I have a theory. after I have a couple beers, I'll try and talk about this.
Okay.
Where the human body, ligaments are what ligaments are. You cannot strengthen ligaments. You can make muscles as big as you want. You know, people have fast twist muscles. You can get as strong as you want. But your ligaments, are you can't make your ligaments stronger.
Can you make them more flexible?
Yes. A lot of like old soccer players who play around, they're like 35, credit yoga and stuff like that. But at some point, I just do generally feel like that the human body has gotten too strong for some of their ligaments.
It's fair. I don't think that's Rodney Hood's issue, if you've seen Rodney Hood's build.
He's an athletic guy, though. Yes. He's not, you know what I mean? Like,
but he's skinny.
For sure. But there's this fast twitch stuff. There's, you know, like...
Definitely.
It's just weird. And obviously, I preface this by saying this is a couple beers subject that I like to get into. Mm-hmm. So if you are a doctor and you'd love to come on this show and just dunk on me for saying that, the rim is here. But I think it's just that humans are getting too strong for their own ligaments.
I think that's fair. But, you know, like both KD and Rodney Hood, skinny dudes.
Very true.
Like, it makes more sense to me, I guess.
Maybe it's
like
a shoe issue.
Could be a shoe issue.
Could be a shoe issue. There was this
something in the water, you know?
There are these cleats that Nike came out with for soccer like 10 years ago or something that like everyone who was wearing was like breaking their metatarsal. There was like an issue with how the studs were put down and they had to kind of like revamp some stuff.
Oh, because it like focused too much weight on a pressure point, right?
So yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a shoe thing. Who knows? Again, one more time, if you're a doctor, you'd love to come dunk on me. Please do. Also, if you're listening to this the day the draft comes out.
Your fingers for Jan Madar, eh?
Cross your fingers. We're hoping the Clippers don't move up into the first round, right?
Yeah, I guess I just...
What if it's for the top five? What if the Clippers do the most absurd thing in the world and move up into the top five?
Man, at some point, we just have to stop clipsing. You know?
There was a great tweet from someone who was like, the Clippers have been active in trades every single time that trades could have been a thing. Every year, there's been a franchise-shaking trade for the last, like, three or four seasons.
Yes.
CP3, Blake, you know, shipping Tobias out, like...
Definitely.
It's been a lot.
Yeah.
It's time to just win on the margins, maybe. We have the team, theoretically.
That's the thing. I mean, I just think that, yeah, we'd need to find a...
I don't want to draft a 19-year-old who played a weird, truncated version of a bad college basketball season.
Yeah. I just don't see the value in giving up an asset for a trade, especially in this draft. If we've learned anything from free agency, it's that teams are very willing to give up draft picks for this year.
Yeah, super good point.
And who knows? You know, maybe in hindsight that will be bad if people end up finding some gems at the lower picks. But like,
you're Jan Madar's.
Yes, you're Jan Madar's, of course. But it's just like it's one of those drafts where I don't. It seems really difficult to evaluate talent properly given, you know, the situation of the past year.
And we haven't really shown a real competence in drafting.
Be true.
Other than Shea. Also, one quick note. If you're listening or know anyone who needs a turkey or food box this Thanksgiving, and they're in the Montgomery, Alabama.
I was going to say, and they're in Montgomery, Alabama.
Area, I was still going. Jermichael Green is doing food boxes for families in Montgomery, Alabama on November 21st. Love it. Jermichael's an all-time good dude.
Do you get to sign the Alabama tattoo on his back?
No, but he'll sign the turkey.
Okay.
And guess what he was wearing in the promo pics?
All Clips gear, baby.
Head to toe. Head to toe. The guy loves the Clippers. He's coming back.
Once again, though, as I brought up the other day, is he just a frugal man who wants the free shirts pants?
He's just emailing the trainers like every day like, hey, guys, any extra sweat? Send them over. And they're like, Jermichael, we know, dude. Like... He like sees a trainer throwing out an old pair of shorts. He's like, whoa. You're getting rid of those?
Making stew, baby.
Still got some life in them. And then finally, we're going out on an ex-Clipper note. Tobias Harris got engaged. Way to go, buddy.
Yeah. Looked
very elaborate.
Looked like a grand gesture.
Looked like he had some help.
Yes.
He did not do that all himself. Let's just not have a large wedding. Huh? Anytime soon? Maybe a year and a half or so?
Yeah, I don't know. He's in the wealth stratosphere that you know, everybody can pretend like it's normal after
the
staff.
Yeah, the people serving the food are wearing masks, but no one else is. Is Boban going to be the ring bearer?
I hope so, man. That'd be great.
You know what I was doing the other day that made me feel good?
What's that?
I was rewatching those old Bobby and Toby skits.
Dude, they were good.
When they were at like SoulCycle.
When they do the SoulCycle, yeah, that's
man,
great.
That was so fun.
Great content.
That was a good ass time. Anything else?
That was a fun year, man.
Talk about a wild ride. anything else in Jamings?
Nah, I mean, no. We're going to keep our ear to the ground on whatever's happening on this trade front.
Going to keep our masks on our faces.
Masks on
our faces.
If
you're listening in Los Angeles, please keep that mask on. Things are going crazy out here.
Things are going crazy. If you want to tell your friends where to check us out, you can go to iTunes or the podcast app. You can also check us out on Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Deezer. You can tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. If you haven't subscribed already, please do it. Please tell your friends. If you like what we're doing over here, please leave a rating or review. We'll definitely read it on air. And just keep rocking with us. There might not be the blockbuster trade that's like the most exciting thing, but the Clips will make, I believe the Clips will make additions to make this roster.
And we still have Kawhi and PG.
V-True.
Which is fantastic. Thursday's episode. No doubt some trade talk. We're going to be talking what happened on the draft. Who knows what, you know, we might have to do an emergency episode if the Clippers trade up to the top five. that'll just be me rolling a blunt. We're just downing whiskey shots. and then kind of what we want to see from Fee next season. He's in an interesting place right now.
Yes, he holds a very interesting place in, it seems like, a lot of Clippers fans' hearts.
People think he is a lot better than he is. No disrespect to Fee. And then, of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland, I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.